Have to make a decision on which side you're going to play on, how you're going to play them. And then a lot of times if the refs, see any kind of a fight put up, they'll, call it on the defense. So, well, we picked up a couple fouls, on D.
About flipping the switch, what was the difference between early and then halfway in the second half?
I think we kind of just wore them down. Our guards were so good and so consistent. And, if they continue to look up at the score after maybe making a couple buckets or making a run and seeing that they're losing and the lead is extending for us, it could just wear on the team, and I think that's what happened.
Just like you drew it up, sitting out, 11, 12 minutes there for a stretch.
Hey, I'm okay with that. Especially, we're playing another game, in 48 hours, that's nice for my old body and stuff to be able to sit and rest. And our team did such a great job, and the guys off the bench did well that, I was happy with that.
How did you defend Swanigan to the point where he only took two field goal attempts in the first half?
Really just try to make it so he caught it off the block. I knew that if he caught it a couple feet off the block, I was going to have a little bit of advantage on him. He knocked down a couple threes, but we were going to live with that, so we're okay with it.
When did you break this game open and take control for good?
I thought a big play was the 360 by LeGerald, and we always talk about momentum dunks and stuff, and that was definitely one of them. That's why you got freaking nature athletes like him on a team is so he could make plays like that and really put a team away.
I guess in that situation, he better make that, right?
He better, yeah. If you're going to try it, but he – like I said, he's a freak athlete, and I have, a lot of confidence he would.
There's a point in the first half where Frank went up for a rebound, never came down, but dished it out to Devontae to hit a three. What does that say about Frank and the little things that he does as a leader on this team?
He does a lot, and, obviously he's – tonight should show that, he's the player of the year in the country, and, he just does so many things for our team and on both ends of the court, and it's just, we all notice it and we all appreciate it.
We saw there's a point in the second half where you were stretching your right leg. Did you get kicked or catch a cramp?
I don't know. Maybe I was sitting out for a little while and just had to get loose again. I'm not sure, but I'm fine. I feel all right. I'm ready to go for the next game.
Did you ever think when you went out that you wouldn't have to come back in, really? The same thing happened against Michigan State. You checked out a tight game, and then you got the best seat in the house from there.
Yeah, really, I've been fortunate twice that we got some great bench play from the other bigs, and at that point in time, the other team was just worn down. Our guards were taking over the game, and they did again today. And so, yeah, I get to sit back and watch, as a fan. And after, battling with those two big guys all night, it was kind of nice to be able to, cheer on my team and watch us extend the league.
You have these three games. Which has been the most fun?
They all have been pretty fun. I don't know how fun this was for me because I had to battle so much with them two big boys. But it was I would say they've all been fun. This whole run's been fun, and we're looking forward to another matchup, now against Oregon. So,
can you describe how your team was able to spread the floor? You mentioned the guards. You guys kind of found the spots on the floor, especially in the second half.
Yeah, we just wanted to, get out there and take advantage of, our guards and spread the floor out. And we were making shots with helps. And really, once we got a lead and we were able to just kind of, play one-on-one and take them, it showed, who had the better guards in that matchup.
What was the team reaction to Vic's dunk? He said everybody was excited.
Oh, yeah, everybody was excited, and it's just a momentum shift, And I'm sure for the other team, it feels tough, too, especially with Josh coming down right after that, hitting a three, forcing a timeout. That was a huge part of the game that kind of just put them away, and I feel like, helped us extend our lead.